Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. We are looking at sunshine, breezy conditions, but a chance for some afternoon showers, high near 65 degrees. Then things tomorrow are going to start to get a little bit more interesting as we'll have a high maybe around 41. Right now in Kenosha, the temperature 60 degrees, 55 in Burlington. Milwaukee is 59. It is 60 at this hour in Racine. The occupant of a one-story home at 1644 South Memorial Drive in Racine, taken by fire department paramedics to Ascension All Saints Healthcare Emergency this morning, a fire that was located around 4:30 or so this morning. Police got there to the scene first, confirmed the 911 caller's report of smoke and flames. First fire units to get there had to deal with heavy fire at the roof and one side of that home. At one point, when the fire was believed to have been taken under control, more flames broke out, prompting a call for all firefighters inside to exit. Damage believed to be heavy, but how the fire began is unknown, nor is the condition of that occupant at the hospital brought there semi-responsive. Saying that they know they've got a lot of work yet to do, Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Haas says the State Department of Public Instruction's report cards released on Thursday do not tell the entire story. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Of the five metropolitan districts in the state, Racine Unified scored the lowest at 48.1%, giving the district a fails to meet expectations designation. Kenosha Unified, on the other hand, scored the highest at 71.6% and a meets expectations rank. Milwaukee Public Schools received a meets few expectations rating. Haas notes the report card is based on last year's data and in a statement says it does not tell the story of the excellent teaching and learning happening in the district schools. Kenosha Unified Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis is celebrating the district's rating, saying in a news release that the progress made on the state report card is an indicator that student learning and achievement in Kenosha Unified is headed in the right direction. This year's report cards differ from previous years by taking into account communities with high poverty, by weighting the numbers to favor individual student growth. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine Unified School Board will be meeting next Monday night. That'll include such action items as the central office kitchen build-out required due to facilities at Gifford having to give way to a K-8 expansion. Low bidder on the contract is going to be Absolute Construction, $687,000, and over $1.1 million to purchase the former Curtin Medical Clinic building as an alternative education program site. Village of Mount Pleasant Personnel Committee just starting to get into the job description language for the job of the administrator, which opened up when Kurt Wallen was shown the door, and for which Police Chief Tim Zarzecki has assumed some of the daily duties on an interim basis. Trustee Gary Feast talking about the power structure being clearly defined and the next administrator not wielding as much clout as in recent years.
I don't think he should have the authority to come in and tell our finance director what to do with funds. He could suggest it more with her, but then his authority is basically to go to the board with his argument, not his authority here in this side of the building to just do as he wants to.
Village President Jerry Garski acknowledged a lot of the job description now is fine, but they need to fine-tune it to meet the needs of the future.
The past three administrators that I've known have the power, and they don't funnel all the, you said, the hourglass scenario, you know, and to change just bits and pieces of this so that it makes it, that hourglass scenario widens up. We don't want to rewrite this.
Personnel Committee is going to revisit the issue in the coming weeks. Mount Pleasant, though, likely to continue with an interim administrator arrangement well into the first half of next year. President-elect Donald Trump mentioned keeping at least one provision of the Affordable Care Act, preventing people with pre-existing conditions from being denied coverage. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, a harsh critic of Obamacare, who joined the GOP chorus for getting rid of it, now says he could support that component depending on how it's handled.
From my standpoint, there's a number of ways of skinning that cat. One would be to reestablish high-risk pools and, you know, a subsidized type of insurance plan for people who can't afford it. And then it'll be people's responsibility to make sure they maintain coverage.
Meanwhile, Johnson calls it an effective way to share the risk as long as people maintain coverage. U.S. Surgeon General says this country has an addiction crisis, and there's a call to action that is necessary to prevent and treat the problem, no matter the cost.
We cannot afford not to invest in treatment and in prevention because we currently Currently, substance use disorders cost us $442 billion a year.
Dr. Vivek Murthy believes that it's necessary for what he calls a cultural shift in how we think about addiction. State Public Defender Board and Public Defender's Office announcing award recipients for their different impacts on Wisconsin's criminal justice system. Among them, Staff Attorney Margaret Johnson, chosen for the Chiarkis Award and her leadership efforts with the issue of racial disparities as well as juvenile justice practices in Racine County. And following the release of that Netflix series Making a Murderer on the Stephen Avery case, attorneys Dean Strang and Jerry Buting did a worldwide tour about broader issues in the criminal justice system. That gets them the Eisenberg Award. Speaking of the deer hunting season, preliminary license sales for this year's hunting season now on the DNR's website. Daily breakdowns to allow comparisons of license sales leading up to the 9-day hunt in both 2015 and for this year. You go to dnr.wi.gov, search keywords weekly totals. Preliminary registration sorted by season, those will be available after 5 p.m. this Sunday through Wednesday, November the 23rd. Totals for the 9-day gun hunt will become available on Tuesday, November the 29th after 5 p.m. Go again to dnr.wy.gov. The keyword on that is to search for deer. $250,000 donation by Kennel Manufacturing to Gateway Technical College's Promise Program of Kenosha. It results in a new protective services training center for law enforcement to be known as the Kennel Manufacturing situation there with the campus in Kenosha. The Promise Program benefiting from this $250,000 donation. Gateway President Brian Albrecht says great to build on our partnership with Jim Hawkins and Kennel Manufacturing. Hawkins says Gateway's been an important resource for our employees. The Kennel Protective Services Training Center. It consists of remodeled existing space, expansion of the technical building southwest corner, a 12-lane shooting range, a CSI lab, updated technical training area, and a classroom with video conferencing for remote training. Some new federal government numbers out show the graduates of career training programs at public colleges, they tend to land better-paying jobs than those who attend for-profit schools. More on this from Jan Johnson.
Undersecretary of Education Ted Mitchell says students need data on employment prospects to make informed decisions rather than ones that are based on too-good-to-be-true promises. The average earnings for grads with certificates from public schools were nearly $9,000 higher than those who were trained in for-profit certificate programs. The report looked at programs that are required by law to show that students can earn enough money after graduation to pay off their student loans. About 1.3 million students are enrolled in career college programs ranging from nursing to cosmetology. I'm Jan Johnson.
The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office being sued by a woman who blames jail guards for the death of her newborn baby while she was incarcerated. Shade Swazer, 8.5 months pregnant when she was arrested July the 6th, claims to have not received any medical attention for several days after being locked up in the maximum security unit. Swazer suing the Sheriff's Office for $8.5 million, accusing guards of laughing at her when her water broke July the 14th. She also says it took 6 hours after giving birth for someone to check on her. Milwaukee Alderman Bob Donovan calling on the city to put more police on the south side. Claims to have received dozens of letters in recent months from people who want more police protection. Donovan and three other aldermen have sent a letter to Police Chief Ed Flynn laying out their case for added patrols in the area. Well, more and more people are doing their holiday shopping online these days, and a Google security expert has some tips for staying safe. Aaron Stein says you should always make sure about visiting sites with an encrypted connection to the browser.
The way to know that you're shopping on an encrypted site is if you look at the address, it starts with HTTPS and or it has a green lock next to it. So if you see that, you're good to go.
He recommends more than just having a strong password of numbers and letters and notes that Google alerts users of suspicious or dangerous websites. Public also again being warned in general to guard against identity theft this holiday season with guarded use of personal information. Oh, and the Big Bundle Up is underway again in Wisconsin. It's now through January 2nd, a program through the State Tourism Office to collect new or gently used winter coats and sweaters, hats, mittens, other warm clothing, all for distribution to local charities. In Racine County, items can be dropped off at the Real Racine Visitor Center, the Downtown Racine Corporation offices, the Greater Union Grove area offices, Waterford area, Burlington area Chambers of Commerce, Finer Plumbing, RG Natural Babies, or Victory Lane Car Wash. In Kenosha, donations collected at the two locations for the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, downtown and at I-94 and Highway 165. Over the past 6 years, the Big Bundle Up collection effort, more than 22,000 winter clothing items around the state. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. We keep our newscasts there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.